Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. The ocean and weather are starting to be nice for boating, so I want to talk about what you should do if you're on a boat and a tsunami is coming. And there are a lot of variables because maybe you like to kayak in Humboldt Bay, or maybe you run a 50-foot commercial fishing boat in the open ocean. So I'll share some general guidelines that you can apply to your specific situation. And I'm only going to talk about the case where there's a local earthquake and then you have about 10 minutes until a tsunami might arrive. By the way, it turns out that you will feel a large earthquake while in a boat on the water. Okay, so there are three different places that you might be when this happens. The first place you might be is at the dock or launch area. And in this case, it's pretty simple. Forget about your boat and go to high ground on foot as quickly as possible. The second place you might be when the earthquake happens is in deep water. And by deep water, I mean 180 feet or deeper. And if you're already in deep water, then the tsunami cannot impact your safety at all. So stay in the deep water. Don't try to get back to shore. The final place you might be is somewhere in between the dock and deep water. And this is the complicated situation where your decision whether to head for deep water or head for land to go to high ground on foot will depend on several factors. As an overarching guideline, keep in mind that once you've left the dock or shore, it's often challenging to get back to land and get to high ground on foot within 10 minutes. So your best bet, once you're already away from shore, is often to head for deep water, going as fast as you can. And of course, this assumes that you're in an ocean-capable boat. And this is partly the best thing to do because boats have survived large tsunamis in water much shallower than 180 feet. So your chances go up as you get to deeper and deeper water, even if you don't make it all the way to 180 feet of water. But there are many situations where heading for deep water is just not the best option. For example, if you're in a kayak in the far reaches of Humboldt Bay, then there is no way you can paddle the 10 miles to get to the open ocean in 10 minutes. So in this situation, you want to paddle your kayak to shore and go to high ground on foot, even if you know it's going to take more than 10 minutes to get to that high ground. Fortunately, the tsunami should take closer to 20 minutes to get to the far reaches of Humboldt Bay, so you have a little more time. Now, every situation and every boat is different, so consider your options based on your boat and where you operate, and give some forethought to the best plan for you. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.